The death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis spurred protest against racial injustice in Salt Lake City and around the world. KUER's Emily Means reports that has some Utahns thinking about the state's own incidents between police and civilians.
Ashley Finley is a poet, a community organizer, and a Black woman. She moved to Salt Lake City about 7 years ago from Los Angeles and felt that Utah was peaceful compared to there. But then the deaths of Patrick Harmon and Elijah Smith, two Black men who were killed by police in Salt Lake County a few years ago, shook her.
It really broke my heart, but it also incited a sense of rage in me.
Finley wants to meet with Salt Lake City's mayor and is frustrated that local leaders haven't addressed these and other cases in their response to the protests.
Just because Salt Lake City and Utah in general have become really good at kind of glossing over these issues and hiding these issues, it does not mean that they are not happening here.
In fact, just a few days before Floyd's death, Salt Lake City police shot and killed Bernardo Palacios. The Salt Lake Tribune reported officers were responding to calls of a man with a weapon. In the decade that Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill has been in office, he estimates he's investigated up to 100 cases of officers using deadly force. But Gill guesses he's only ruled a handful of incidents not justified because he has to work within the use of force parameters set by the legislature.
If we as a society want a different outcome, then we need to really go back and look at the statutes that we've created.
In the past week, Gill and prosecutors across the country pledged to address racially biased policing and use of excessive force. Emily Means, KUER News.